Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. One of the untouchable marks for a hitter is the coveted 400 batting average plateau, not reached since Ted Williams hit 406 for the Red Sox in 1941. John Olerud, playing for the world champion Toronto Blue Jays in 1993, flirted with the 400 mark deep into the summer, exciting baseball fans across the country. John Olerud talks about his shot to hit 400 in his baseball memory.
That season was a lot of fun for me. You know, everybody talks about the pressures of trying to hit 400, and, you know, I really never felt any pressure. It would have been my third full season playing, and I was really swinging the bat well, getting a lot of hits, and feeling real comfortable at the plate. So this was the best that I had felt, you know, in my entire career. You know, it was a lot of fun. Didn't have to worry about feeling good up there. I felt good up there just about every day, and you know, seemed to be hitting the ball hard just about every day too. So it was there were a lot of positives going to the ballpark every day.
When people talk about hitting 400, of course Ted Williams' name comes up. George Brett almost did it. Rod Carew came close. Tony Gwynn's been up there. When you hear those kind of names and think of yourself and the way you're hitting a ball, because you don't get a lot of leg hits. I mean, hitting 400 the way you hit him would have been quite an accomplishment. How did you hit him?
I was swinging the bat real well, and I was hitting the ball hard. But, you know, it's one of those things where everything is going right for you. The balls that you hit hard, you know, are falling in the gaps. And then when you don't hit the ball hard, the ground ball rolls through the infield, or the blooper just gets over somebody's head or is just out of the reach of somebody. So, you know, not only was I swinging the bat well, but everything seemed to be going good for me. And it's funny, you know, the media, too, they start talking about, wow, this guy could hit 400, you know, in April. You know, you're not even a sixth of the way through the season, and if you get off to a good start like that and you're deep into April, up around 400, people start talking about, hey, this might be the next Ted Williams to do it, and, you know, you got such a long season to go. I thought that that was pretty humorous.
Did there come a point in the season, and deep into the season, because your average was in the high 300s, that you thought maybe you could hit 400?
People said, do you think you can do it? And I was always, gosh, you know, I haven't even gone half the season. You know, talk to me in September. And I think I was hitting close to 400 in August. And I think at that point, I was swinging the bat real well, and I'd been doing it for 4 months. I thought, well, you know, maybe 2 months, I can keep it up for another 2 months. And it was about that time that I made the slow, steady decline back to my final average, which was 363.
Protection in the lineup. Sometimes it helps to have someone hitting behind you so you'll get a better pitch to hit, and also have people on base ahead of you where they can't walk you.
Oh, well, our, my teammates were great. We had a great lineup, had a lot of good hitters on the club. We had leading off was Devon White. Robbie Alomar was hitting second. Paul Molitor was hitting third. Joe Carter hitting fourth. I was hitting fifth. And then we had Ed Sprague, who was hitting behind me, and Pat Borders. And we just had a really solid lineup up and down the batting order. So, you know, there really wasn't any one particular person that they could pitch around. You know, they had a lot of tough hitters to pitch to. So, you know, we had a great team. A lot of good protection all through the lineup, so it was a great situation.
Olerud finished the 93 season with a mark of 363, reaching career highs in average, doubles 54, runs 109, RBIs 107, and homers 24, along with an on-base percentage of 478. He capped his spectacular season being part of a scintillating World Series victory for the Blue Jays over the Phillies when Joe Carter ended the series with his shot, a homer, off Mitch Williams. What a dream year for John Olerud. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.